Tucked in the woods off Route 80 in Plymouth is a clearing with four graves protected by a simple white fence. The site is called Parting Ways, and it's nearly invisible from the road. In fact, you could easily drive right by it. The land was the homestead of four former slaves who fought in the Revolutionary War: Quamini Quash, Cato Howe, Prince Goodwin, and Plato Turner. The town of Plymouth gave the men land in return for their service. Now the land is their final resting place.
The surprising thing is that people in Plymouth who live in Plymouth have very little knowledge of any of this.
That's New Bedford resident Eddie Johnson. He directs a nonprofit dedicated to preserving the site. Johnson is leading me into the woods to show me the foundation of one of the soldiers' homes.
One of the homes is right here.
If Johnson had things his way, the story of Parting Ways would be in every American history book. But it's not.
It's very emotional for me every time I come here. Can you imagine what it took to build a home? I mean, just placing these rocks.
By the early 1900s, though, most of the families had either died out or moved away. The land became abandoned and their stories forgotten. Johnson has spent years trying to revive their stories, and he has big ideas for what the site could become. But realizing his vision hasn't been easy. The 71-year-old says he's clashed with state and local officials over racial tensions and backdoor politics. It's hard to know, though, how much of this conflict has affected his work promoting the site.
We have been trying to get every governor since Michael Dukakis, including Deval Patrick. I met with Deval Patrick personally up to Charlie Baker, but none of those people will recognize this history yet.
Johnson's had other problems, too. He filed a complaint to the state's Civil Rights Commission alleging that the town of Plymouth discriminated against him and his nonprofit. But the complaint was dismissed, and Johnson was later barred from contacting the commission because employees said he became hostile. Plymouth officials wouldn't comment on the case either, only to acknowledge that a complaint had been filed. Pilgrim Hall Museum Executive Director Donna Curtin says it's not discrimination that's held things up, it's money.
There's a great deal of competition for preservation and money for historical work, and it's a very challenging thing to put together.
Curtin has worked with Johnson for years. Her Plymouth-based museum holds some of the artifacts found at the site. She says groups often struggle to find support when trying to build museums or protect artifacts and land.
I think the town has been generous in supporting the improvements and making the site more accessible to the extent that it can. But towns aren't, you know, museums. And in a community like Plymouth that is just so rich with many historical sites, it's difficult to get something literally started from the ground level.
The site has a lot going for it. The federal government protected it as an archaeological dig site. It's also listed on the National Register of Historic Places. 35-year-old New Bedford teacher and marketer Marcus Houtman wants to see the site further protected and studied. He grew up with Johnson and calls him a mentor. But Houtman wants to take a different approach to promoting the Parting Ways story. He's developed a curriculum he's hoping the New Bedford schools will use. That way, Houtman says, the Parting Ways story will take on a life of its own, as Johnson has dreamed.
I want to push this passion into these young kids. I want them to run it.
Historian and author Lois Horton has studied sites like Parting Ways and says the group's story is not unusual. She says that while getting Black histories into the mainstream has been tough, it's getting easier.
I think in the 1970s, the whole movement of doing history from the bottom up, so to speak, helped the whole other part of the rediscovery of Black history. All of that is a trend that's been continuing up until, well, this fall when the new National Museum of African American History and Culture will open.
And, she says, excitement about the new Smithsonian Museum may ignite renewed interest in some of the smaller but no less important chapters of American history, like the story of Parting Ways. For WCAI, I'm Catherine Ident.